Jesus as John saw him, 1 John, Lesson 1. Welcome. We welcome you to our Bible study on 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 10 to start. In the weeks to follow, we will be exploring the rest of the chapters of 1 John. John, who was believed to be the youngest disciple of Jesus, is now an elderly man writing to the churches that he perhaps had worked to establish earlier in his ministry. It is believed that at the writing of 1 John, John is in Ephesus. He is now presumed to be sending his writings to many churches in the province of Asia. John writes to his fellow believers there. He wants to give them the assurance of their salvation. Read with me his account, what was heard, seen, and touched. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. John shares what he has heard and seen and touched. John clearly is showing us his relationship with Jesus, with whom he traveled and lived during the years of Jesus' ministry. Thus, from his daily association with Jesus, John shares the things he heard and saw and looked upon and touched. He tells the first century churches, and over time, we are now also reading his words. Across the ages of history, John's testimony has come to us. He tells us that he is bearing witness and declaring to us that eternal life was with the Father and shown to them. This testimony he gives to the believers in the churches of Asia in the first century and to us today. He desires all believers to have fellowship with the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, that our joy may be full. Finally, in this section of verses, we are told the reason John is doing this. He wants our joy to be full. He knows that full joy only comes from total connection and communion and fellowship with Jesus, his Father, and the Holy Spirit. John knows that relaying this to us will cause us to search out more of Jesus and draw closer to him. Doing so will bring us joy as we have never known it before. Life offers us temporary happiness at best, but full and everlasting joy comes only from a true relationship with Jesus. Do we even realize the power of this gift offered to us here in these words written about 2,000 years ago? Draw close, lean in, learn with me about this Jesus through the words of the person who was entrusted to care for Jesus' mother, the beloved disciple John. This will be an adventure of great worth, finding the joy of deeper fellowship with Jesus always is. Fellowship with him and one another. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1, 5 to 10. Light, only light. One of the things that John has learned from Jesus and that he is declaring to us is that the Father God is light with no darkness in him. There is nothing false or hidden, dark or evil about God, only that which is bright and light and good and open is with and of our Father God. When we say that we are believers of God and Jesus and that we have and desire more and more fellowship with him, we cannot also be walking in darkness. Darkness, lies, and untruths of any kind do not belong in the lives of believers and followers of Christ. Walking in the light of Jesus means that we have fellowship with each other. We genuinely love each other. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are just deceiving ourselves and are not true, for all of us have sinned. Confession of our sins is the way. Confessing our sins to God after receiving Christ as our Savior means we will be forgiven those sins. Because God is faithful and Jesus died for us, our sins are forgiven upon our confession and profession of Jesus. We will be forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness. Saying that we have not sinned makes us liars, and even attempts to make a liar of God and his word, which clearly states that all have sinned. See Romans 3:23. 10 verses that can truly impact your life are those found in this first chapter of 1 John. Here we see that God is love, light, righteousness, joy, and true life, his joy. Pray and draw close to God, asking for this fellowship with Christ, whose blood cleanses us from all sin. God will pour true joy into your life. This is true and pure joy that is lasting and strong despite the sorrows and troubles that life might hold. God is stronger than the pain. Fellowship with Jesus means joy. Our Bible study on 1 John continues next week. Please join us each week.